It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it's once again good to be able to come with you and share the Word of God on It's a Good Life. If you have your Bible today, turn with me to Titus chapter 1, if you would, and we're going to look at a few verses here. Now, in Titus chapter 1, keep in mind that Paul is writing to Titus, and the entire Bible is the inspired Word of God, so we're seeing here that God was using a man to set things in order in the local church. Well, in Titus chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul, a servant of God. Paul, first of all, tells us that he is a servant of God, and there's more, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. First, he is a servant of God, and then he says, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. God's elect is the nation of Israel. And once again, Paul's, he started preaching to the Israelite people, and they wouldn't receive him as such. They wouldn't listen. So God said, now I want you to be an apostle to the Gentiles. So Paul, he started being an apostle to the Gentiles. But keep this in mind. He was an apostle to the Gentiles, but he was also telling the Jewish people how to be saved as well. You see, there's neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek. When it comes to salvation, we're all one. And that means that everybody can be saved the same way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, then we read Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Yes, God promised that people would be saved even before the world began. He knew what was going to take place. Now, he didn't say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. In other words, some people's going to be saved, some people's going to be lost. No, he says that everybody has an opportunity to be saved. Titus chapter 1, verse 2 again says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, promised to mankind. And then we see in Titus chapter 1 and verse 3, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Paul was not only a servant of God, he was not only an apostle of Jesus Christ, he was a preacher. He preached salvation, and it was committed unto him according to the commandment of God our Savior. Jesus Christ is God, and he names him there, God our Savior. We know that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Well, now in verse 4 of Titus chapter 1, it says, who Paul is writing this to, it says, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith. Paul the Apostle was like a father to Titus. He was a father in the sense that he was guiding him and helping him to understand what he needed to be doing in the faith. Verse goes on to say in Titus chapter 1 and verse 4, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. He's saying, now I'm writing this to Titus. Now Titus, it's because, you know, I'm writing this for grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is a greeting that Paul is giving here to one that he looks at as his son in the Lord. In other words, one that's come to a saving knowledge, and he views him as a son. Now, we look on in verse 5. Verse 5 says, for this cause left I thee in Crete. Now, what did he leave him there for? Well, Paul had left Titus in Crete to set things in order in the Cretan church. Let's read it again now in verse 5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. In other words, Titus had there was a great responsibility here because Paul had left him there, and this is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Paul didn't just haphazardly leave Titus here. He left him to do a certain thing, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city. In other words, he was to keep order. He was to see that things were going right. Now, once again, according to the Scriptures. Well, now Paul says in so many words in Titus. He says, do the following to set things in order. Now we go to Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. And the Bible says there, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. A sound doctrine, this would be solid teaching, preaching of the Word of God. This is what sound doctrine is preaching the Word of God, doing exactly what God says that we're to do as preachers and as people of God. We're to stand on the book, the Word of God. We're to tell people about God, about Jesus Christ. Stand on the Word, sound doctrine. And that sound doctrine can only be found in the Word of God. Well, Titus chapter 2 and verse 2 goes on to say that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Well, notice what these words mean. Sober, not fanciful or speculative. We do not speculate or guess about salvation and are serious about the things of God. And Paul was telling Titus to be this way as well. Now, we need to take things that God has given us and we need to take them to heart. We don't speculate as to how someone gets saved. We don't guess about salvation. We know that it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that people are saved. Notice the word grave there in Titus chapter 2 and verse 2. This means that the Christian life is not all fun and games, but is an awesome responsibility to God. Notice the word temperate. In other words, we are to restrain ourselves from wild behavior and attitude. We're to be what we're supposed to be, and that is true born-again believers, not making believe, but restraining ourselves from wild behavior and attitude. Sound in the faith, the Bible says. In other words, know how you got saved, who saved you. In other words, there is no doubt in your mind that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He saved you, and you're saved, and you're on your way to heaven. Notice the word charity. This is impartial love. Everybody is loved the same, in other words. All need Christ, and all Christians need the love of other Christians. And I spoke about this in another lesson, this is something that we need to take to heart. We need to love the people of this world. We may not, and understand what I'm saying here, we may not like everybody, but we're to love everybody. There's a big difference. Love constrains me to give out the gospel to the lost people of this world. I am to love them, not with pretending, not with a pretentious love, we're to love with an unfeigned love, not pretending to love, but really loving. Why? Because Christ first loved us. Well, notice the word patience there. Not losing control when provoked, staying calm. Sometimes that's not really easy, is it? It's not really easy to stay calm all the time, but sometimes people try to provoke us, and we are to stay in control. Don't let them get to you, but we are to stay in control because we are to keep one thing in mind, and that is we are saved, we're on our way to heaven, and this is what Paul's telling Titus here. You're to run the race, be patient, and don't get over anxious, and we're to do the same. And don't get discouraged. I think Paul's telling Titus this too. Well, what was Titus supposed to do with the things Paul said he was to teach? Now, you see, Paul was telling Titus, you need to teach these things to other people. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. We see the inferior behavior of Christians today is like the behavior of the Christians Paul had left Titus to correct. Titus had a real challenge as he sought to plant sound, doctrinally stable churches. Oh yes, he was a church planter. And the challenge today is not only to plant sound and doctrinally stable churches, but to find one as well. The challenge today is not unlike the challenge Titus faced in Crete. And what Christians must be taught today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, where it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. See, Paul does not say to try and adapt biblical teaching to the behavior of Christians, on the customs and culture of their previous environment or previous unsaved life. The environment and the surrounding that surrounds Christians today will not change as long as Christians give in to the ungodly environment of the world. We're not to become as the world or be like the world. We are in the world, but we're not to be as the world. We are to be Christians, Christ-like. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are to live like a Christian. You are to act like a Christian. You are to look like a Christian. And you are to be a Christian. Because why? You are, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, Paul continues in Titus chapter 3 and verse 1. He tells Titus here, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Yes, you see, we sometimes get in a hurry and we really lose our patience a lot of times because of someone who is, once again, they get saved and maybe they don't live exactly the way we think they should be living. But we're to have patience with the people. And remember, the unsaved person who is not saved, well, we were like that at one time, weren't we? We had to get saved in order to go to heaven, and so do these people. But don't think you're so high and mighty that you can lord it over someone. We're not better than anyone else. We're just better off because we're on our way to heaven. And one day we're going to see Jesus Christ, our Savior. Well, notice now in Titus chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 5 through verse 8 now. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Well, Paul seems to end this epistle by leaving Titus and us with the following. Now, I'm going to read that in just a moment, but commenting on Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 through 8 here, notice that Paul says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. In other words, don't quit giving out the word. Don't quit standing on the word. Do what is right and help these people to know more about the Savior. Titus chapter 3, verse 14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. God loves us, and He wants us to let other people know that we love them and that God loved them first, and they can be saved just like we are. Get saved today if you don't know Him, and if you are saved, serve Him today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.